Good afternoon. It's 56 degrees in Richland Center at 1209. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Drought conditions are expanding at an alarming rate. Civic Media's Brittany Merlo reports.
There have been 82 wildfires across Wisconsin, with 32 of them starting because of improper equipment use. Things like unsecured trailer chains, lawnmowers, ATVs, UTVs, tractors, and more. Now, 77% of the state is in a drought and 30% has reached severe status. That's a 10% spike in just 7 days. Wildfires that occur under these conditions can burn for great lengths of time and smolder underground for days, which can be challenging to suppress. Amy Penn from the Wisconsin DNR says,
usually like 11 through 5 p.m., those are usually the more concerning times of the day.
Only operate equipment like chainsaws, off-road vehicles, and lawnmowers early in the morning or late in the day to avoid sparks at peak burn hours.
It's the safest time of day. That's usually when the winds calm down and the relative humidity increases again.
Burns are still suspended in several counties and elevated areas. Between boats headed to storage for the winter and hunters towing wreck vehicles, be sure to secure dragging parts to avoid creating sparks while driving. Avoid operating vehicles on dry grass, check tire pressure for exposed rims, and avoid all outdoor burning until conditions improve.
Consistently dry weather across the state has led to Wisconsin farmers completing their harvest earlier than expected. It's also led to a drop in their quality. Farming officials say soil around the state is showing signs of being depleted and more crop yields are being lost to weather-related issues. Persistent printer problems plague early voting in Wisconsin for a third straight day. Thursday, labels, which poll workers affixed to absentee ballot envelopes, were taking as long as 15 minutes each to print. It remained unclear what the glitch was, but it involved use of WisVote, the state's voter registration database and election management system. WisVote provides information, including voter names and addresses for printed labels. Voters or election workers are permitted to print that information by hand if necessary, but that can result in inaccuracies. Former President Donald Trump will make another campaign stop in Green Bay next week. He will host a rally at the Resch Center Wednesday evening at 6. This appearance is just days before voters will cast their ballots on Election Day. J.D. Vance was in the Lambeau Field area Sunday, connecting with voters before the Packers game. One of President Joe Biden's cabinet members is making several stops in northeast Wisconsin this weekend. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg is scheduled to visit Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac Saturday to rally for Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Buttigieg will meet with voters and encourage early voting, which began Tuesday. His visits will focus on issues important to the Harris-Walz ticket, such as lowering cost and protecting reproductive freedoms. A Republican state senator says he's not voting for Donald Trump. In a radio interview on Thursday, State Senator Rob Cowles of Green Bay said his vote for Kamala Harris marks the first time he's ever voted for a Democrat for president. Cowles has decades of service in the Wisconsin legislature and is currently the longest-serving state senator. The Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation is giving $160 million in total to the university, with $15 million of that going to AI research. Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin says the award will help UW-Madison lead the way in shaping AI's role in our future. The grant will also help speed up hiring of 120 to 150 new faculty over 3 to 5 years, help fund cutting-edge tech, bolster research staff, and provide startup cost. WARF has been awarding grant money to the university since 1925, and this year's total is larger than last year's grant of roughly $134 million. Wisconsin and South Dakota-based healthcare systems plan to merge Marshfield Clinic Health System and Sanford Health, based in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, announced Wednesday they plan to merge. The joint press release said the integration of the two health systems aimed to improve patient care with new technology, research, and training. The merger is expected by the end of the year, subject to regulatory approval and closing conditions, the company said. As more Wisconsin students continue to struggle with food insecurity, State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley has proposed increasing access to meals at school by providing all Wisconsin students access to nutritious breakfast and lunch at no cost to families. Dr. Underley is calling for universal free meals as part of her 2025-27 biennial budget request during a news conference Thursday in Kenosha. Dr. Underley's universal free meals proposal, totaling nearly $294 million, expands access to nutritious school meals to all Wisconsin students. The 2023 Youth Risk Behavior Survey shows 1 in 4 Wisconsin high school students reported hunger due to a lack of food in their home. Under the proposal, the DPI would create a new supplemental nutrition aid program, offsetting costs to students and families for meals received while at school, both breakfast and lunch. In addition to the universal free meals proposal, Dr. Underley's 2025-27 biennial budget request will fund the school breakfast program at a reimbursement rate of 15 cents per meal and expand participation to include independent charter schools, the state's residential schools, and residential child care centers, which would amount to $6.1 million over the biennium. Strengthen local food supply chains by creating a new program encouraging school districts to buy directly from local farmers and producers and incorporate fresh, high-quality, locally grown foods into school meal and snack programs at a cost of $10 million over the biennium. Fully fund the school day milk program so more Wisconsin students have access to milk while at school. A cost of $458,900 over the biennium, and create a new grant program to allow schools to purchase milk coolers or equipment to convert to bulk milk dispensers at a cost of $150,000 over the biennium. These nutrition provisions add up to an additional $311 million in investment in nutrition for children. The DPI's budget request, to be released in full in November, will propose additional significant investments in K-12 public education. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is alerting the public that it has received an increased number of complaints and reports concerning extortion attempts sent by email. You should know how to respond if and when you are faced with an extortion attempt. The messages in question falsely claim that the sender has obtained private and potentially damaging video recordings or other personal information about you. The scammers often include some accurate information about you to make their claims more believable, such as your home address and a Google Maps photo of your house. The tone of the messages may imply the scammer has been watching you closely and for a long time. The scammer will often claim you have visited unsafe websites and explain that this is how they first obtained access to your cellular phone or computer. The scammer may also claim they can remotely access your webcams and phone cameras to watch and record video of them at any time. Finally, the scammer threatens to share this private and embarrassing information with your colleagues, family, and friends unless their demands are met. The scammers typically request payment through cryptocurrency, which can be difficult to trace by banks or government agencies and can be impossible to recover after it is sent. You can expect these emails to communicate a sense of urgency, and they will likely be asked to pay up quickly or risk having the private information released very soon. If you receive a message like this, you should follow these steps. Do not panic. It is unlikely the scammer truly has compromising video. Ignore the message. Do not call any phone number listed in the messages, click on any links, or open any attachments. Never send money. In addition to cryptocurrency, scammers commonly ask for payment to be made through gift cards, cash, or a wire transfer. And change your password if the scammer references having it. If a password is reused for multiple accounts, change it on all of them. New unique passwords should be used for separate accounts to prevent the scammer from fraudulently accessing multiple accounts with a single password. Report extortion attempts to DATCAMP, the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center, at ic3.gov. the Federal Trade Commission at ftc.gov, and if the message was sent to your work account, to your employer's technology department. For more information and consumer protection resources, or to file a complaint, visit DADCAP's Consumer Protection webpage at consumerprotection.wi.gov or contact the Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128. The AD German Warehouse will be the site of the Haunted Warehouse tonight and tomorrow night. A small scare with the lights on will be held from 5:30 to 6:30 to allow the younger audience and their guardians to experience the Haunted Warehouse. The No Mercy Scare is the adult version of the Haunted Warehouse with all the lights turned off. It will be held from 7 to 9:30. Groups of 8 people will enter the building promptly every 5 minutes. Your group number will be announced and your group will immediately head over to the warehouse. Only participants will be able to enter with their group number. Smaller groups will be added together to make a group of 8. If your group is larger than 8, be expected to be separated into 2 groups. Absolutely no cell phones or other devices will be allowed to be taken into the attraction. For safety reasons, it is important that everyone understands the rules before entering the attraction. Go to the Eventbrite webpage to view the rules. The Haunted Warehouse will be held tonight and tomorrow night at the AD German Warehouse. Tickets will be available on a first-come, first-served basis for purchase in the 1912 building. Tickets for the small scare are priced at $10 per child and $15 per guardian. Tickets for the No Mercy scare are priced at $15 per person. Payments may be made by cash or card. Credit card fees apply. Eagle School will host a fall festival and craft fair Saturday from 10 to 3. Holly Liska is an organizer of the event.
We are having our first ever fall festival and craft fair. Last year we had our first craft fair, and we did it, I believe it was during Christmas time, and it was a great success. We really enjoyed it, and so we thought we'd do it again in conjunction with the Pumpkin Fest taking place in Richland Center.
There will be family-friendly games, arts and crafts, children's activities, and a food stand. In conjunction with the festival, a coat drive to help Hurricane Helene victims has been added.
I've been in contact with a lot of individuals and organizations that have been working down there, just kind of trying to get funds together and whatever needs need to be met over the last couple of weeks. And so it's still pretty hard tugging at my heart. And so this is something that had come up. I keep hearing they've got a lot of clothes down there, but it's snowing in the mountains. And so they really need things that are geared specifically towards coats, hats, gloves, things of that nature.
Feel free to drop off new or gently used coats, hats, and gloves or mittens. Holly Liska says she does know other items are needed, but they are focusing on the coat drive.
What we know that they want is propane and heaters. If people have campers that they no longer use or are willing to donate, obviously we can't take them, but we can connect them with the people who can get them down there. But yeah, like the heaters, the propane, if people want to donate money to the victims, I have a couple contacts down there they can directly donate to. But we're really focused on the new or very, very gently used coats, hats, gloves, snow pants, and even heavy blankets or sleeping bags. And if they have questions about things that they want to donate but they don't know who to get in contact with, I've pretty much made contact with people in all the states that have been affected, with the exception of Florida, and I can probably get them in line with somebody that they can work with.
The Eagle School Fall Festival and Craft Fair will be held Saturday from 10 to 3, with the coat drive being held from 11 to 2. If you are unable to drop off items for the victims of Hurricane Helene on Saturday, but would like to make a donation, call Holly at 608-475-4560. A program to recognize the 35th anniversary of the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway and Riverway Board will be held Sunday at the Wisconsin Riverside Resort near Spring Green. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway was created in 1989 to protect and preserve the scenic beauty and natural character of the Lower Wisconsin River Valley. Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Executive Director Mark Cupp said he was asked to go to early meetings before the creation of the board by then-State Senator Dale Schultz.
It was an eye-opening experience because there was a division between the local appointees to that. That was a DNR-appointed group, and then those that were from Madison. And I went back to Dale and some of the other legislators from the Valley who were largely Republican and said, this is extremely divisive, and the local people are not happy with what's being proposed. And that's what eventually led to the local officials group, which was really, it was a nonpartisan group that Senator Krull had established. And it was county, town, city, village officials only, not people from Madison at all, or from the university, or from environmental interest groups. That whoever each of those municipalities wanted to appoint, and they got to go through the proposal line by line, page by page, and said, we can live with this, we can't live with that. And that enabled Dale and Senator Krull to work with their colleagues to come up with a plan that the locals could live with. Not everyone, but the majority. And that was a key turning point.
Dale Schultz gives a lot of the credit to then-Governor Tommy Thompson and local officials.
Look, guys, this is going to happen. You should see that now. Backstop you for a while, but you've got to get involved. And you know what? That was a big ask, I think, at that time for us who represented this area. But we trusted him. He stood behind us. And, you know, ironically, at the end of the day, there wasn't a lot of drama. Things fell together pretty well. And the reason they did is because those local officials put together, I think, a tougher plan than the one that was coming out of Madison. I mean, they really did care about the Valley. They had historically done that, willing to get involved and to sell that. They managed to find the real bad parts of the plan and get rid of them. And you know what? Because of their work, it was, I think, easier than a lot of people thought for Spencer Black to say yes. Now, we had a few minor adjustments at the end before the bill passed, but it was really an example of what happens in government when people listen to each other. They don't demonize each other. They work with one another. They have a vision that's big enough to look forward into the future.
The project encompasses nearly 100,000 acres of public and private lands along the final 92 miles of the Wisconsin River. The riverway begins below the last dam on the river at Prairie du Sac and extends to the confluence with the Mississippi River near Prairie du Chien. Doors will open at the Wisconsin Riverside Resort at 12:30 with a program beginning at 1 Sunday. Invited speakers for the program include former Governor Tommy G. Thompson, who signed the legislation that created the Riverway and Riverway Board, former State Senator Dale Schultz, and former State Representative Spencer Black, President John Green Deer of the Ho-Chunk Nation, and former State Representative David Martin, author of Wisconsin's Wild Rivers legislation. Mark Cupp invites you to attend the celebration.
Anyone who has an interest in the Riverway, former Riverway board members, former local officials advisory committee members, citizens advisory committee members, landowners, former and current DNR folks who've worked on the Riverway, anyone who has an interest in the Riverway is welcome to attend. And we would just love to see you there on Sunday, 1 o'clock, Wisconsin Riverside Resort.
Light refreshments will follow the program. There is no cost to attend the event, but donations will be welcome to help defray expenses. For more information, contact Mark Cupp at 608-739-3188.